Hello, welcome to Group 4 Podcast. Today we will be discussing what is the current role of influencers online. And I have with me
Patricia,
Emilia,
Jonah,
and I'm Julia. And first of all, I feel like we should say what an influencer is. So if you want to take that role.
Okay, a definition of influencers, and according to Cambridge Dictionary, influencer means someone who changes or affects the way that other people behave, which we will discuss today, both the positive and negative aspects of influencers on social media. However, the year 1760 was when the concept of influencers began. A potter created a tea set for the queen and publicized himself as the potter of Her Majesty. This title and the royal family family stamp of approval deemed his brand as a staple and is called the father of modern marketing. Another example of an early influencer could be Coco Chanel and the little black dress, which shocked the fashion industry back in the 1920s.
Okay, next we will discuss the negative side of influencers and their role in today's social media world. Well, first of all, most social media users are very young, mostly between the age of 10 and 25, which means they have not have any experience and often have not yet even found out who they really are. And that's why social media can influence young people negatively in their self-expression and also self-perception.
Yeah, and that's also true because social media depicts a picture of perfection that is not achievable by natural means. And that's why many people might feel like they're not enough or they are unworthy of appreciation just because they don't fit into this standardized perfection that social media has shown us.
And that's why often influencers, especially ones who make beauty content, use like filters and or Photoshop to conceal their imperfections.
Yeah. Also, many studies have shown that social media has made an increase in anxiety and depression, and also on eating disorders, especially in young girls. Moreover, something that we feel like is really bad about influencers, it's brand deals, because many people, when looking for a role model, they look for authenticity. However, many influencers, once they become big, they start to produce content just based on their promotions and publicity. And this could be potentially dangerous because it can lead to the spread of false or misinformation. And it can promote fake products or products that aren't good. I'm thinking of Marina Yers, a Spanish influencer who told her fans not to drink water because she wanted to sell something else. And yeah, it's like an example of bad publicity, if anyone else knows something like that.
For instance, some people changed their real identity into a fake one to deal with a problem, changing their style of fashion, their music taste, or even their friend group to become the perfect image that they see on social media. And therefore, for social networking can create conflicts with oneself, cause depression, anxiety, and all of these
problems. And now I feel like we should go to the positive aspects.
Yeah, so thank you for talking about the negatives, but on the other hand, we should also concentrate on the positive aspects of influencers and their role in social media. I think that since the start of the pandemic, the inclusivity, for example, in fashion industry and overall in social media has increased, and influencers constantly use their social media platforms to raise awareness about the topic. In Poland, there's a TV presenter and a show host called Martina Wojciechowska. She has her own show called A Woman at the End of the World, and she presents real living conditions of different communities all around the world. The show has 13 seasons as of now, and during each of the episodes, she introduces a few people from various communities. She talks about the issues, like the political and social situations of the said community. And looking at her Instagram, we can see that she still keeps the contact with most of those people, which makes her more genuine person for her audience. Moreover, she talks about a lot of global issues, the global problems, and current situations, like the political ones, the climate, environmental, and the audience can see that she is really that she genuinely cares about the about all of these topics, and. From my side, that's it, I guess. We also can see a lot of positive sides that are not related to like the environmental and political issues, but they are more related to our person. So I guess you could take over.
Great. And another example of an influencer who contributes in a positive way is the Danish Instagrammer and TikToker Josefine Müller, also known as Josefine Livin. Josefine is known for her body positivity posts on both her platforms. Her goal is to reach teenage girls and to show them that every body is a perfect body. She therefore posts side-by-side pictures of airbrushed and not airbrushed pictures to show girls that not everything is as it seems on social media. Therefore, she has now dedicated her presence on social media to show that the imperfect is good enough. And however, although the social media can be fake sometimes, more and more body positivity and awareness have gotten more popular and accepted, both during and after the pandemic and quarantine.
Social media can be fake for a lot of people, but personally, I think that as of now, there is like a visible transition from this fakeness of the social media, and more people constantly try to show the real aspects of our personal life.
But I also think we've been focusing on influencers, but we ourselves, well, I don't know in the other countries, but in Spain at least, many people are still in this era of just posting like the good things and the places you've been and the parties you've gone to. And yeah, especially when you're younger, I think now we're transitioning into adulthood, so it's not, you don't think about other people as much. But when you're younger, it really takes a toll on you. But yeah, from my point of view, something that we all should know and try to do is whenever we're looking into Instagram, TikTok, whatever, just think that these people don't want to post the bad things about their life. Like, no one wants to do that, right? No one's gonna post like when you're crying or when you're struggling with your homework. So just be more critical when you're looking into social media. And that's my
conclusion.